Hello,
Oh,
Lawrence.
hi.
Welcome
How
to
are you?
another edition of the Matt Huggy Applehead podcast. Months has passed since the last one. Now here we are.
Don't mind if I have a small snack, do
No, not at all. Do good. Snack up, man. What are you eating?
Flavor blasted goldfish.
What flavor are they blasting with? Might I ask? Cheese?
Yeah,
Ah,
better. Yeah.
are they living up to their name?
By all means.
Are they blasting with flavor?
They are.
Good.
And these things were around when I was in college. Oh my God.
Wait, are you high right now?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're saying like when you're high.
Completely sober.
You're saying if you're high and you're eating those, you'd be like, oh my God, I'm just gonna
Yeah,
eat
it would
all of
just
them.
be like, it would be amazing.
There's certain snacks that I can, that really get me when I'm high. Always Doritos is one of them. Always hated the puffy ones. What are the puffy ones called? Is it like the cheese curls? And
Yeah, because you got the mess in your hand.
you're so high, you lick your hands, you're like, oh my God, I'm such
Yeah,
an
you're all orange. You have a
idiot.
wipe on your shirt, and
Like,
then your shirt's all orange. Yeah.
not only are
Oh,
you
my fucking dog is so like, go away, go, just go away. He's fucking drooling at these snacks,
well, see,
and he smells like shit too. Go, just go.
why does your dog smell like shit?
Because he needs to be clean,
Oh yeah,
and
my dog smells like shit too.
he gets stressed out at the fucking groomer.
Oh,
And
really?
he, yeah, the last one he went to, they were like, "Don't bring him back. Like he's not allowed back." Yeah.
Yeah, I have the two dogs still, and my one dog like last night. And, he's old, like he's getting ready. He's probably gonna die soon. But he's in the bedroom. He's like, and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, just get the fucking dog out of my room. My wife's like, you're so mean. He's gonna die soon. You're not gonna appreciate it. And I'm like, I just tonight I just want to sleep.
Like exactly. I just want to sleep. Like I want, yeah, like, it doesn't mean I don't love the dog.
Sometimes you just want to sleep. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, dogs are great. They can also be a pain in the ass.
Yes.
I mean, just like kids, you know, just like a spouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. You love them, but they can.
Which one's worse?
What? Not answering that. No way. I'm not answering that.
Okay. Don't answer it.
No, I'm not. I'm just not doing it. That's not going to go well.
So we're waiting on
Right?
Applehead, right?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. Yeah. I don't know what he's doing.
How come you're sober then? I'm very confused.
You know what? I hadn't, I just didn't get to it tonight, and I was like, I don't know. Yeah,
How
I'm
often
sorry.
do you go to the dispensary?
Not that often. I mean, all kidding aside,
Like once a
you
month?
know, yeah, I'd say that's fair.
Okay.
Yeah,
Do they know your
it's
name there?
sometimes more, sometimes less. You know, it doesn't mean, you know.
Okay.
It depends. Like they kind of all, they keep adding new stuff. I got a new drink and I hated it, so I'm not gonna get that again.
Now how many do you buy at a time? Four pack?
Yeah, I'll do either or I'll do it, an 8-pack. I'll buy two, four
Okay.
packs.
What flavor was it?
Was some like they were trying to make it fancy, almost like a drink, like a cocktail. It was almost like a margarita offshoot.
That's not good. And you're just
I'm like,
looking.
yeah, let's just try something fun, something different. And it was not good.
And you had it seven. Now you have seven of them left, or do you just drink them anyway?
Oh no, I mean, you're gonna drink them. I mean, come on, they have drugs in them. You're gonna drink them. You're gonna suffer through it. I mean, you would do the same thing. You're not gonna waste that.
No. Even if I hated a beer, I would still drink that.
Hold on, Applehead's texting us.
Oh man.
Okay, I'm home.
Okay, well that's
Okay.
good.
Did you send him the link?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It doesn't re like I can send you guys a link and it won't start recording until you guys are all here.
Correct.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. So right now we're recording. This is live.
We are recording. We're just waiting for his dumbass.
This is live.
Click on the link. Clink. Whoa. Click on the link, dumbass. Yeah. Wow, I'm having trouble speaking.
You're pulling an old Matt tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, I kind of am, and I'm completely sober, which is really even sadder.
So I've been listening to more heavy metal, Huggy, than I have in a long time. Like on Sirius XM, I listen to Liquid Metal,
mm-hmm.
and it's so funny. Like, you know, you think like, I am 52 years old, and I'm just like, man, this music's so good. Like it's just driving, and you know, and even when they're like, rah, 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 I still understand what they're saying. You know what I mean?
Well, you're an old pro, man.
Yeah,
you know,
but you still know, hear it. You're just like,
you're a pro.
I fucking love this music.
I'll tell you, what's a great new song is There he is.
Oh, hello, Applehead. What?
Did you guys just start, or am I?
Oh, we're like 6 minutes into it, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, all right.
No.
I thought I was like a half hour late.
Do you need more time? You need another minute, honey?
Yeah. You need to go poopy or something?
No, me and Huggy text Matt. We get no response from Matt. And then all of a sudden it's like, bling, here's the link. Let's go.
That's how Matt works, man.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was sitting here with my son and his, you know, and his baby mama, and we were just, you know, and I, you know, I'm trying to pay attention to him, so I don't have my phone on. So I was just, you know, I didn't have my phone closed, and then when I looked at it, I saw your text, and I was like, oh shit, you know. So that's all it was. I just wasn't not ignoring you. I just didn't have my phone. I was trying to be. You know,
that's right. You're going to be a grandfather pretty soon.
Just trying to pay attention to them, you know.
Oh,
so.
When's that little whippersnapper due? Get over here.
Wait, did I tell you my name that I chose?
No, you didn't.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Well, you want to hear how I chose it first?
Sure.
It was April 20th. We're at my buddy's house drinking beer. You know, we all had our gum and we all popped the gummy. And then I was just like sitting there. I was like, oh man. I was like, I like the name Gramps.
Gramps?
Yeah. That's how I came up with it.
His name is going to be Gramps?
No, that's my name.
Oh, I thought you meant your grandson.
No, it's a girl.
That's what I thought too.
It's a girl.
This is my grandson, Gramps.
Oh my God. Dude, what the hell? Who would do that?
Gramps.
Get over here, Gramps.
Come here, sit with Gramps, honey.
Oh, my gosh. Boy.
Gramps it is?
I don't know. I told you, I thought of it when I was high, so I thought it was a funny name. You know? Things are funny when you're high.
Yes.
Yeah. No, when you get sober, you're like, hey,
you're
really
just
like
learning that.
Yeah, that's funny you say that because the last girl I hit on, she called me Gramps.
No way, for real?
No.
Oh my god.
Gramps.
I'll tell you, he's lied so much about his age. I don't think he actually really knows how old he is.
I forgot.
I don't even know what his birthday is because he doesn't really have a birthday.
His birthday just passed, actually.
I'm a vampire.
Happy birthday.
Age does not affect me.
When was your birthday?
Sunlight does.
When was your birthday?
My birthday was in mid-April.
Fuck, I didn't know that. Sorry.
Man. I mean, yeah, it's just another step closer to 30. Yeah, that day's coming. Like a light at the end of the tunnel, but instead it's a train coming your way.
Yeah, being in your 30s, man, that's great, dude.
Yeah. People say your 30s are, you know, you're just getting warm in your 30s.
Yeah.
It's a fun time.
Yeah.
A fun time.
Yep, I remember it. It was a good time.
I'm looking forward to it.
20 years ago.
Yeah. Just your 30s. It's amazing this life that you lead. I mean, Occasionally I'm jealous. Not all the time, but occasionally I'm jealous.
Most of the time you're just sad.
Oh man.
I call him a couple times a week and you know, and it'll be like whatever, 6 o'clock, he'll be like, "Hey, what's up?" Like, did you just wake up? Yeah. I was out till like 5 a.m. I'm like, wow, what are you doing? Like, how old are you? Like, you're still living this life. It's incredible to me.
Don't you have another job too?
Yes.
How do you manage that?
You just get up. And you shake your way to work. Can I help you? Can I help you?
Oh my God.
When I bartend and I'm hungover, I'm trying to pour a shot at the bar. My hands are just fucking shaking.
I know.
And the guy I work with, he just walks by me and goes, "Shake it up."
Yeah, you were always one of the most jittery people ever.
Oh, man, add some shakes in there, some DTs, and you're really going to die, aren't you, dude?
Yeah, and I have a nutritious breakfast that consists of a cigarette, a blueberry muffin, and coffee.
Yeah.
You don't smoke, do you?
No, just, not anymore. But
not anymore. That used to be his morning after breakfast.
Like, yeah.
Damn.
A muffin, a cigarette, and a cup of coffee.
Dude, that sounds like actually a really good breakfast. I would do that. I'm just letting you know, I would do that all day long.
I remember you. Your fucking hand was ridiculous.
Yeah.
You couldn't hold a pencil.
I've tried to carry a tray of drinks at one of the bars I worked at, and it was in my head. Like I looked at the tray because it was really simple. It was like, if you were assigned this job, you just take the trays people would order from their table, from their phones. So you would just go to the bar, grab the tray and carry the tray to the table. And it was a really, really big place. So I see this tray and it's full of just beer, wine, everything. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, fuck it. Just do it. Just do it. So I run over, I grab the tray, and I'm walking. I'm like, okay, good. Oh, shit, it's getting big here. And fucking drinks started falling off. Thank God no one was around to see it, but it was like Jerry Lewis. Lady.
Oh, my God, man. That is so funny. That was totally in your head, too. It was like...
And I was totally in my head, and it made my anxiety go skyrocket. And I just was like, I had to put them down and just take them one by one. And when I'm bringing to the table, I'm like, who ordered the beer? And it's like a table of 12 people. And I'm just like, like right in front of their face. I was like, fuck. They must be like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Two hands?
Oh my God.
Can you carry it with two hands?
Sometimes. Might as well be like a goblet.
Who ordered the beer? It's on the floor right there.
Yeah.
Lick that up, man.
So obviously you don't do that anymore.
No.
That's a big lesson you learned there.
Yes. When I bartend, I try to take it easy the night before. It makes a world of a difference.
Does it?
Yeah. The night before, you know, do it like 5 shots of Tullamore Dew. Oh. Is it exactly the best thing for the next day?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sounds too good.
Oh, yeah. That stuff's terrible.
Yeah, dude.
How do you drink that shit?
Easy. You open your mouth.
And you pour it down your throat.
And it goes down like butter.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I once again, you're a legend. You just are. You really are. They're going to retire your number someday. Right. They really are.
Wow, good for you.
It's not easy.
It isn't. No, I know it's not easy, and yet you pull it off.
We went camping just a couple weeks ago, and we went there. You know, no wives are there. It's just a bunch of the dudes, and I was like, anybody, you know, anybody want some whiskey? And then one guy looks at me. He's like, and I don't know how to pour whiskey, dude. I pour it, you know, the next, that night, I passed out. I was like, I'm going to sleep. And they're like, man, I'm surprised you stood up that long. And I'm like, why? And they're like, dude, when you said you want some whiskey, you don't pour four fingers full of whiskey and drink the whole bottle. And I was like, I don't know how to drink whiskey, dude. Yeah.
Was it good whiskey?
Yeah, it was from the local distillery right over here. So it was real good. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't standing up by the end of the night. Let me tell you that right now. When you're stumbling back and forth and almost falling into the fire, you're like, yeah, I should go to bed.
was it a rye, a scotch?
It was bourbon? It was like whiskey. It was like two kinds. It was like a whiskey bourbon. Is that possible?
Yeah, no, they have whiskey blends.
Whiskey is the broad term, I think. It's a bourbon.
Well, no, bourbon, I think, is American whiskey.
But it was like a blend. Ah, it was good. Ooh. It was delicious. I was just drinking it neat.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah.
Drinking it neat.
I just heard that from somebody, so I thought I'd be cool and say it. Did that sound pretty cool?
Wait, but really... is neat like a newer kind of thing? Because
My dad said it years ago. It's not new. Dad would order a glass. He would say, I would like it neat, and then a glass of ice on the side. That's how he would order it.
Why don't you just get fucking ice in it, dude? What the fuck, dude?
Because my dad was crazy. He thought they gave him too much ice, so he would order the scotch separate and then a glass of ice.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, see if they're not pouring the full pour, right?
Yeah. So he would get exactly, because he figures they're going to chip him if he says over ice.
Oh, okay.
So that's why he orders the ice separately.
Okay, good. I like that.
Yep. So he was saying neat. I'm saying this is 15 years ago. So I think that's an old school term. I actually do.
Did you just start hearing it, Applehead?
Well, I think it must have fallen out of favor, and since I started bartending, I mean, a lot of people say it now, but I always just said straight up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I ever heard neat until I started.
I never heard it until my dad. Yeah, I just heard straight, you know.
Yeah. Now that I'm becoming more of an alcoholic, you know, I want to like be like, I want to be classier. Like, I want to be like a classy alcoholic. So I'm like, I'll take that meat. I'm like, oh, look at him. He's classy. He must be not too bad of an alcoholic.
Yeah. The bartender's like, well, I was going to flag him, but he said neat.
Yeah. I didn't see that coming. I was impressed. Yeah.
You say certain things, my God. And you look a little bit better.
I am. So my job, so I've been working in commercial real estate for many years now. And I've been actually moving forward on to kind of a different division to the residential side, managing our residential property.
Ooh.
So it's very different where people work and where they live. So I'm dealing with just a ton. So we have a huge apartment complex, like 340 units. So all kinds of problems with people. So I was meeting with this girl. We'd had issues with her with noise. She's a really good tenant. She pays her rent on time, has a good job.
But color
when
hair.
She drinks, she gets a little out of hand. That's why I'm bringing this up, because you just reminded me. So she's had the police out twice for noise complaints.
What's she doing? Yelling by herself?
She's blasting music and being belligerent. So anyway... cops came out twice. They said, you know, you're going to have to talk to her if we have to come out a third time. You know, this can't continue. So I'm like, okay. So then on top of that, we've been getting smoke complaints from kind of the area that she lives in. So she lives on the fifth floor. The complaints were coming from the sixth floor above her.
Oh, yeah.
So we were thinking, you know, obviously smoke rises. So we were doing some smoke inspections. So she
looker inspection
adamant that she is not smoking. She's like, I'm not smoking. I don't smoke weed. I don't at all. Just very intense. So I'm like, listen, we just have to investigate everything. I don't know what to tell you. So she comes in one day, and the concierge is at the front desk. She comes in with two drug tests that she wants to. She literally is going to go in the bathroom, take a piss, and show us that she is not, you know, on drugs.
Hmm. Okay.
So they text me. They're like, hey, Lawrence, can you come down? Because she's, you know, she's very upset. I'm like, yeah, I'll come down. So she goes into the bathroom, comes out, shows us that the tests have come back negative. I said, listen, I appreciate that you went above and beyond. You know, thank you so much. And she's like, all right, I don't want to be bothered again by any of you people. So a couple days go by, and she sends me an email. She goes, are you available to chat for a few minutes? I said, yeah, sure. So she comes see me after work. She's like, and I'm really sorry. I think I was a little out of hand, and I apologize. You know, all that stuff had just gotten to me, the noise stuff, and that is my fault, but I really wasn't smoking. And I just wanted to show you that I wasn't, and I wanted you to just trust my word, and I apologize for the way that I acted. And I said, no, you know what, that's fine. Thank you for coming. She said, I've just been going through a hard time. And I said, well, you know, I said, that's okay. You know, she said, my aunt was murdered in Ecuador. And I'm like, okay. And, you know, they shot her 40 times. They even shot her in the privates.
Oh.
And I'm like, what do you say? And first thing I want to say is, was your aunt a drug dealer? Because they don't typically shoot people 40 times and shoot them in the genital area.
Yeah.
Like your aunt was probably a drug dealer. However,
or being shot in the vagina. You know,
that was insensitive, so I didn't say that. Oh, the whole time I'm thinking, you know, your aunt's probably a fucking major coke dealer. But
They shoot her in the vagina. And it's just an echo.
Oh my God.
Y'all hear ping.
But what I wanted to say was, excuse me, this is an example of oversharing. I didn't need to know that your aunt was shot and murdered and was shot 40 times and in the privates. I didn't need to know. You could have just said things have been hard and I would have been cool.
Yeah.
We were done. I didn't need to know that.
She needed more.
And
she
what if these drug dealers.
Yeah.
You know, allegedly, if they're, you know, if they were drug dealers and they found out that you knew this new information.
Oh, man. Yeah.
The next thing you know, Huggy gets a knock on the door.
Yeah.
That's a grim scenario. They're going to fly up from Ecuador to kill me.
Yeah. Because you know she was shot in the private.
Why wouldn't they? Huggy why knows wouldn't they, too much now.
Why wouldn't they kill the niece first? Why would they kill me?
Well,
because she told you all that information.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks, but no. So like I said, it's just, you know, people tend to overshare.
There's like 3 5-foot-4 Ecuadorian guys knocking on Huggy's door.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Say hello to my little friend.
Hey, you're Huggy?
I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. We're in trouble now.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so anyway. Well, now you guys know, so yeah, I guess we're all going.
I didn't hear anything.
Great. Yeah,
my phone's breaking up.
It's harder dealing with the public, isn't it, Huggy? Like with someone where they live, like you said.
Oh yeah,
just selling like a warehouse compared to, you know, an apartment complex.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I work at, you know, when you deal with where people work, it's very professional. You know, if there's problems, you usually work it out. There's usually not an exchange of bad language, or people don't get upset. I've had more people cry. I've had people yell. And women crying is the worst because you can't do anything. You can't. No. They're just going to cry, and you have to sit there. And I had one today who was crying. And I'm like, it's just been really hard, and I'm just really having – and I'm really struggling. I'm like, yep, I hear you. I said, we'll do all we can to help. We'll do all we can to support, you know.
No. And so you're trying to be sensitive. That's good of you. That's nice.
I was. And so I'm like, do you need a tissue? And she's like, no. And she's wiping it on her shirt. And I'm like, I can just get you a tissue because I'm grossed out watching you wipe yourself on your shirt. It's making me nauseous. So I would like you to have a tissue.
Let's put Applehead in that scenario. You all right? You want to go in the bedroom?
No, I don't do well with crying women.
No, you don't.
I'm like, all right, I get it.
The opposite of
you are not the guy that they're going to come for.
I'm like, damage. Jesus, would you stop fucking crying? If the the woman who was smoking and whose hand got shot. After that conversation, Huggy's like, wait, before you leave, real quick, can you get me a bag of coke?
I used to love that shit in college. You have any?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for a friend.
I mean, it is Ecuador, right? I mean, yeah. Come on.
Can you get me some Ecuadorian gold?
That shit's got to be really good.
Well, she just said she was clean. She took a drug test, so she's not doing any drugs.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. I know. We're kidding. We're jesting. Okay. You know? Okay. That's all. Yeah. 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 We're jesting. And then, so then, here's another funny thing is that, so we're pet friendly. So one of the things that we do is, you know, people take their dogs. We have a designated area for the dogs to run, to relieve themselves.
Right.
So this guy takes his dog out, brings him back in. Dog takes a big piss in the main lobby. And then he goes, takes the elevator up, goes to his apartment. So the concierge is like, you know.
Wait, is the lobby the designated area?
No. Yeah, no. He went out to the designated area, comes back, and then the dog pisses in the lobby. So the concierge is like, you know, hey, you know, unit 540, whatever, you know, just his dog pissed in the hallway. I'm like, all right. So I said, I'm going to find him. So I, you know, I immediately find him on his ledger. And then he emails saying, hey, what the fuck is this? I just noticed a $250 pet waste fee. And I'm like, well, your dog took a leak in the main lobby and you didn't do anything about it. And he was like, no, it didn't. I'm like, do you want me to send you the video? I'm going to send you the video. So then I sent him the video and he's like, oh, I missed that. I'm sorry. I'm like, I literally watched your dog piss and did nothing. You missed it? Oh. Like, you looked at it as it was pissing in the hallway.
Oh my God.
It's just so funny to me. You know, people are lying and there's cameras everywhere.
Did you find him?
Yeah, I find him $250.
Right. You know what? That is completely warranted.
Yeah.
I wish people who walk their dogs in the city and the dog shits on the sidewalk, and they don't clean it up, and then I step in it. I wish someone would find them.
Yeah, exactly. It's a tough lesson, but it's a necessary.
How many times do you step in dog poop in the city?
All the time. It's fucking disgusting. You got to get a piece of, like, a twig from a tree and dig it out of your shoes. Oh, man. I did say something to one guy one time. The dog shit, and then like he started. I'm like, "You're cleaning it up, right?" He's like, "I'm going to my house and getting the bag."
And you're like, pick it up right now.
Yeah, with your hand.
Like, what is wrong with people? Like,
it's fucking gross.
Yeah,
it is. It's so nasty.
I'm like, how about I go to his house and I just take his shit on his front step?
Do it.
Like, touche, dickhead.
Then you just sorry, I don't have a bag.
Let's go.
Then you just be homeless.
I can do this all day.
Just be homeless.
I can do this all day.
Oh, yeah, I'm like Captain America.
We caught a guy. This woman called us. She's like, hi. I think someone stole my DoorDash food. And I'm like, okay. And so we looked at the camera, and the DoorDash driver dropped the food off, took a picture of the food, you know, as they always do, and then took the food and left, stole the food. So I said, you know, miss, I just want to let you know your DoorDash driver stole your food. She's like, are you serious? Like,
what a scumbag.
I'm like, yeah, it really is the lowest of the low. Like, you acted like you delivered it, and then you stole the food. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, you took.
So she's like, I'm calling them. I'm like, yeah, you should. Yeah, I think you can just let them know.
He took the picture and he's like, I kind of want this. I'm going to eat this.
You know, I'm in the mood for Taco Bell right now. well, look at here. There's Taco Bell right there.
Right in front of me.
Like, I just laugh because there's cameras everywhere. Like, they're literally everywhere.
That's horrible.
And I'm like, you're an idiot. Like, it's as clear as day, that film. It is as clear. There's no gray area. It just cracks me up. The cameras, like I said, are everywhere. We see everything.
No, that's good, dude. I like that. That's funny, actually. That's funny when you get to see the film. That's even better.
Yep. The worst thing that we ever caught on camera was there was a guy who had wandered in off the street, and he walked into the common area. He laid down on the common area couch and started to masturbate. Just to
and you gotta go, you gotta go.
And, and now he didn't whip anything out. Like, he just stuck his hands down his pants and started jerking off. And what cracked me up the most was, is I'd say there was about a half a dozen people that just went through and didn't do anything.
Sir, what are you doing? I'm itchy.
Those people that nothing really seemed out of the ordinary, that there was a man on the common couch sprawled out jacking off. None of it all seemed fine.
Yeah, that's
fine. Eventually, someone stopped, looked, and recoiled in horror and then reported it. But it took about a half a dozen people for someone to say something.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it just take one?
Yeah.
Well, of course, but I don't know whether people aren't paying attention.
Well,
they're just so focused on their own bullshit that they're not actually paying attention to life.
Yeah.
You know, and you got,
they could be on their phones.
Yeah, exactly. They're not paying attention. Like, guys jerking off on the common couch.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that was. It's hard to top that, man. That's really, and you're right. It's like, what part of his brain went, you know what, man, I'm not going to make it home. I'm going to have to jerk off. I thought I could make it home, but I can't. It's a 20-minute ride. I'll just have to beat off inside this place. Just, I'm not going to make it.
There's a couch right here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is convenient.
Yeah. Yeah, this will work for my masturbating time.
You know, I'm usually pretty quick.
I mean, I think we've all had moments where, you know, we had to address things, but there was usually a small window of time I could find myself.
Oh, that's a good one. All right.
Yeah, yeah, right. It's amusing.
Thanks, Huggy. Sharing that.
I like sharing those things. You know, it's fun. It's just fun stuff.
Are you guys excited about the Phillies?
Yes, I just went to the game last night.
Oh, you did?
I stopped betting. Now's the time to bet the Phillies. They're on a hot streak.
I don't know if you want. Why would be now?
Well, I wouldn't say I stopped betting. I'm taking a break.
Okay.
But I think now's the time to just jump on the Phillies' win streak.
How many more can they win? They won like 18 out of 21, right?
Yeah, and they're winning tonight. It was like 9-0.
Yeah, they won tonight.
It's incredible. It's just incredible.
Yeah,
I mean that. I'm. It's like, it's moments like this where I am sad, but I wish I was around. You know, and I could.
Yeah.
The game yesterday, Wheeler had 11 strikeouts.
Jesus.
Harper hit a home run. Schwarber hit a home run.
Harper hit a grand slam tonight.
Oh, he did? Shit.
Yeah.
I did see that. Yeah. He hit a grand slam. That's fucking incredible. This could be
one of the best batting averages.
Huggy, you know, it's hard because, like, you know, I just, you just feel like you're still in that underdog status always with Philly. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Everything's like,
I mean, it's early. I mean, God, it's only May.
Yeah.
You know, we got a long ways to go, but yeah.
They haven't had this kind of record since 2000. I think it was 19, I saw. I think they did pretty good then.
Yeah, right. No, this is impressive, man. They're making you know, statements.
Speaking of stepping in Dolph's kid.
You talking about the Sixers?
No, last night. Yesterday it was a 4 o'clock game. It was Bark at the Park. So I'm walking in, and all the dogs are in line, and I'm walking into the stadium, and I step in fucking dog shit. I'm like, what the fuck? There's like 50 dogs in line, all of them are shitting.
Oh, man, once one starts going, and that's it. Then they're all going to start, oh, you pooped? I'm going to do it, too. Yeah. So what did you do?
I was like, what the fuck? I had to fucking wipe it off.
Oh, it's so funny you going that day.
I'm surprised. It wasn't really like, I'm just looking at the dog. I'm like, oh, that's a cute dog. That's a good, what the fuck? I just stepped in dog shit. I didn't know something so big could come out of something so little.
Did you go there with a girl or did you go by yourself?
No, I went with some friends.
Okay.
But I will say, there are a lot of girls at the Phillies game. Dude, there's a lot of good-looking girls.
I'm going to say you're absolutely right. When I go to the Phillies game, I'm just like, man, these chicks are fucking smoking hot.
Yeah, there are. Yeah. And you know what?
Baseball brings out some sports cuties.
Like that, it makes them even hotter.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I remember last year when I was at a Red Sox game, I was like, oh, wow, there are some real special guest stars at this game.
There's some good talent at this baseball game right here. Yeah? High talent.
I'd like to hit a home run with her.
But it is funny. There are a lot of pretty girls that go to the baseball games. Like football games, I feel like they're more like a little more rough, you know.
There too. They are there in droves. They're there. Like, they get up and they're like Eagles. Like it's almost like it's like they're like the female Eagles gear. They get all done up like.
But I guess
they're all over the place.
I guess the difference is when you go to a baseball game, it's usually a warmer temperature time. You know what I mean? So girls wearing less, you know, clothes and they're showing you more skin and you have to go on the couch in the lobby.
Good point. You got to go to Huggy's building and go to the couch. I can't wait till I get home. Huggy, what's the passcode to the lobby?
I'm not going to make it.
My hands are shaking. Someone give me a drink quickly.
Oh, speaking of the Applehead, and I were talking about this earlier. That did you see any of the Tom Brady roast? Speaking of sports and all that,
I did not.
Oh, so he got roasted pretty good, and he took a lot of shit, but he got upset about one thing.
Really?
So Jeff Ross, who's like, you know, he's like the roast master guy, you know, he's one of the best. He had made a comment about how, you know, when Tom first joined the Patriots, he said, you know, he went into Bob Kraft's office and he goes, you know, signing me, you know, whatever, I'm going to change your organization forever. And then he said, after he said that, he said, you know, and would you like a massage? That's what he said to Bob Kraft. So Brady gets up from his chair, goes over to Jeff Ross and says, don't say that shit again.
Wow.
And yeah, I mean, you'll see, you can, the video's out there. You can find it.
I'm going to watch it.
Like, are you serious? Like, and I'm like, first me is like, okay, was he trying to be funny? And did he think that was funny? I'm like, no, I don't think he did.
Wow.
And I'm like, you fucking baby. Like,
but at least he didn't slap him like Will Smith did Chris Rock.
Yeah. That was pretty funny too.
That was another softball. And Will Smith, I thought it was fake. I thought it was like a staged thing.
It was so weird.
How the fuck? Will Smith's wife fucked the kid that was staying at their house.
I know.
She calls it an entanglement. I'm like, no, it's called fucking cheating, bitch.
Yeah, you cheated.
She did.
You cheated, and you fucking changed the wording to make it not sound as bad.
Oh my god.
Yeah, man.
See what women do?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh no, don't go down this road.
And who does he slap? Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Will Smith slapped the wrong person, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, wow.
I'm not justifying that behavior. It's not right.
However.
I think he should have turned to his left and then used that one right there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a little harsh.
Well, didn't Eli Manning say, I'm sorry I couldn't make it to the roast. I don't want to roast Brady in, you know, a third time.
Oh,
that's a good
point. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You watch it, you'll see. But I thought he looked like he looked so petty and like such a baby.
Well, you know, he's the GOAT. I mean, I don't know why he's upset about that. Was it a gay joke?
They were fucking blasting him the whole time.
Was it a gay joke? And that's why he got mad?
No, I really don't have an answer. Like, does he just think that's too sensitive of a topic to hit? I guess apparently he was, for some reason, it got him upset. He seemed like he wasn't happy with it. Okay. He like uncomfortably laughed at it. Then he got up and said something. Don't say that shit again. I was like, wow. Like, somebody's sensitive. Oops, we hit a nerve. I think we hit a little nerve there.
And you are at a roast.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure I haven't seen it. I'm sure there was jokes that were way harsher.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say it.
Yeah, there were. Yeah, watch it and then you can give your thoughts.
Okay.
Roasts are pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're yeah, I mean it's a roast. They're gonna be mean. That's what they do.
I wouldn't want to be involved in that. I get it every day of my life from my friends, so
exactly.
I don't really need it from everybody in my, you know.
Everybody. Oh yeah, no. Oh no, it would not be fun. It just sitting there getting, oh my God.
Yeah.
We used to do it back at YSP. Yeah. Remember we had that fun board?
Oh, and
it was brutal.
Oh yeah. We did do that. Yeah. It was brutal.
Which is the
fun board. Anyone that just showed the slightest whatever, we would just capitalize on it. Just ruin them on the fun board.
Yeah.
The fun board would just make fun of everybody at the station. People would post stuff to people listening.
It was like Instagram, but with pictures. You would have to physically write.
Real pictures.
Yeah, real pictures like a Polaroid, and you would have to actually write by hand. You know? So it was like,
But if you read the fun board,
there was not an HR violation that we were not guilty of at some point. Yeah. There's no way.
What, we did?
Yeah, of course. I mean, can you imagine? Think of all the HR violations that we were.
Didn't it get taken down? Were we allowed to not do it anymore?
I believe so. Yeah, someone got offended, I think.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. I think it was probably quite offensive.
Like it was.
What was the one thing that was up there that said, whatever you do, do not open this?
It was a warning. And it was vile what was inside. Mm-hmm. It was a vile photo.
It was somebody defecating in someone's mouth.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
And it was, I remember the first time, this is so bad. Oh my God, but I'm going to say this. I'm sorry. I'm apologizing to whoever is listening. When I first opened that picture, I thought it was a girl who was rimming a black guy. I did not realize that it was a bowel movement.
Oh,
I did not realize.
God.
And then when I did, I was like, oh my God, that is not what I thought. That was something far worse than what I thought.
Because at first, the fun board was cute. It was just like, oh, Huggy, Huggy, like sleeping. Huggy listening to another listener, you know, or something like, you know, it was innocent.
It was silly. Then it got mean.
It turned out it's high. And I think I wrote something so mean about Melissa. I think that was what it was. I think something so mean about Melissa. I don't even remember, dude. I know it was bad, though. I know it was bad. I think even Huggy, you were like, I don't know about that one. I don't know, dude. It was bad.
Oh, yeah, you could be quite evil if you wanted to be. Yeah. And I vaguely remember this too, that you went a little too far.
So it might have been my fault. The whole thing was canceled.
Like I said, HR violation.
Yeah.
We just committed so many of them.
Yeah, that wouldn't be able to exist today.
It would be funny. We'd be so mean to Melissa.
Oh, the fun board? Oh my God, no way.
We'd be so mean to Melissa. Like, not, you know, we were just, you know, fun, but we were probably a little mean, and then she would fucking get something with us and she would put it up in the fun board and be like, oh no, and then we were like, we would have to top it, and that's what the problem was.
Yeah, you know, was like Matt could not be topped. Matt could not handle that. I remember that time when Spike made fun of us and you fucking, you were like, that's it, he's fucking dead. you took all his music beds. So music beds, for people that don't understand, is the music that a lot of DJs will play underneath them to make them sound cooler.
Yes.
And so Nat took all of Spike's music that he had recorded, and then he let a few seconds play, and then he recorded himself saying, "Hey, Spike's gay, you're a faggot." And then he's on the radio, and then he's doing his little break in between songs. And his cool music comes on, and then all of a sudden he hears, "Hey, Spike, you're gay, you're a faggot." And he's like, whoa. He's all flustered. And evil Matt was like, yes.
You get me, I will get you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think I helped you. I just let you go off and do your thing, and then that was, you just did it on your own. Funny. You had the idea, you executed it, you stole the beds, recorded them, put them back where they belong. Yeah, no, you were like, damn. I think all you did was ask me, like, do you think this is too much? And I think I was like, no, I think it's okay. I think it's the only answer. I think I gave you my thumbs up that it was fine.
Oh, yeah. Once you said yeah, then I was like, oh.
Yeah, you were like, yeah, okay, I'm gone. That's it. You just went off the town. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to let him do what he's got to do.
Yeah, not.
It was funny, though. That baby was so flustered.
Oh, man.
Oh, by the way, I do have a few minutes here. I do have on one condition. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
So ironically, the first one that I'm going to read, you'll hear the irony in the first one that I'm going to read, because we discussed something like this earlier. So we give a scenario. We say, will Applehead do this or not? Matt will say he's going to do it or he's not going to do it. And then Applehead will tell us what he's going to do. So it's on one condition. So in this one, Applehead, you would get $250,000 on one condition. You would have to drop your pants and take a shit in Rittenhouse Square at 1 in the afternoon on a Monday through Friday. So it's kind of funny that you were talking about taking a shit someplace. So for people that don't know Rittenhouse Square, it's just like a really nice
it's really nice.
Like a park area in kind of the heart of Philadelphia. Very nice. You know, they do a lot of art shows there, and, you know, people have, you know, very pleasant lunches there. Yeah.
Would he do it?
Somebody steps in my shit and they're like, "God damn dogs."
Oh. 250,000. Is it crowded during the day?
It's 1 o'clock during the busy work day. Yeah. It's the heart of lunchtime.
He's pretty low. Like, I feel like he would consider, but just because the way he is, I don't think he would do it. I personally would do it. Just to let you know,
I would do it
for $250,000. Yeah,
that's like for free.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You probably already did it at some point.
Matt looks over at the homeless guy next to me. He's like, "You got any toilet paper?"
I feel like Applehead has a little bit more respect, you know, especially for a city of brotherly love.
Hmm.
I'm gonna say no.
You pull out a newspaper.
Oh, I love this part right here. Here's the funny. Yes.
Oh, Billy's one last leg.
Actually, what I should add to this, which would make it even better, is you should be like dressed in a suit so that you look really responsible.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah,
and then you just take,
And then I get up like, back to the office.
Yeah. Thought I was going to make it, but I'm not.
I'm going to say no.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I pick what time of year?
You know, not the dead of winter, buddy. No, no way.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, nice spring, it's a nice spring day.
Yeah,
nice spring day. Exactly.
I mean, does it have to be in the open? Like, could I just go by a tree real quick?
No, it has to be in the open.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to see you. I pull my pants down,
start taking a shit, and I'm just like, and everybody just fucking runs away.
You know, the thing is, like, if you just went there and did it and didn't even say anything, like, probably would no one really notice, like, you know, for a little bit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
because people don't pay attention.
No.
Yeah, you probably just do it.
Right.
Yeah, you just be there.
Could I wear like quiet? A ski mask so nobody knows who it is?
Ski mask. Man, it's always on one condition, on another condition, on another condition.
There he is, the masked shitter. Strikes again.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. Yeah, you go there in the middle of the day on a nice day and take a shit in the square.
For $250,000?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I would do it.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. I mean, it would be very risky. It would be completely humiliating. But $250,000 is $250,000.
Yeah.
You could probably get away with it, like Matt said, and no one would even notice.
Yeah.
My guess is if you could squeeze that thing out fast, you'd be out of there before the cops came.
You could just like.
I mean, you would have stink ass, but you'd be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just it'd be like a hit and run.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. That's correct.
You'd have to change your underwear real soon. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Can I wear a diaper?
Oh my! No!
No! No! Stop adding stuff. It's over. We're done. Yeah. You already said you would do it. We're gonna move on.
You gross son of a bitch! You're so gross, dude. I have more respect for you.
I sent you guys a video a couple weeks ago, and I said it was probably one of the worst things I've ever seen. And so I have an on-one condition that is somewhat based on the video. So, Applehead, you get $1 million on one condition. You would have to eat cow vagina for a week.
Yeah.
And that is a Vietnamese delicacy. So you guys remember the video
I sent? Mm-hmm.
It was sent to me by our good friend Gil. And I said, Gil, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. In fact, I couldn't watch it in one sitting. I had to pause it and take a break because it was so gross. So, yeah, there in Vietnam, cow vagina is a delicacy.
Okay.
So they were showing how to prepare it. They were slicing it like it was turkey. and I love the guy who's narrating. He's like, it is filled with bacteria and has been known to cause cancer, but yet it's still a delicacy. And it was when they were kneading it like dough.
Hair was still on it.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And they were like a knife and just – it was like shaving the hair off of it.
Yeah.
So there's your one condition, $1 million. 1 week, you'd have to eat it.
You mean every day, or just like that would be like,
yeah, you'd have to eat it every day.
Okay,
did they soak it in some like brine?
Probably.
Like they like so boiled it
so it wasn't salty enough.
Oh man, you
sure this isn't fish?
Oh my god,
wait, so does he have to prepare it, or can someone prepare it for him?
They just loaded.
I'm open there. Okay. I'm open to the preparation. He could have a, you know, if somebody.
How the hell would I know how to prepare a cow's vagina?
Applehead's having sex with it again. God damn it.
Do I grill it?
You're supposed to eat it, Applehead. Not stick your penis in it.
Little salt and pepper.
You know, it doesn't look right. It doesn't look right with ketchup. I think I'll pause.
Yeah, he would do it. I mean, it's just food. It's part of the cow. It's like it's, you know, it's like it's poop. You know?
Might as well be.
I mean, he tries to eat it every time he can. It's just a little different. It's usually a pig that he's eating. Oh, sorry.
Ooh, this reminds me of my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, man. $1 million for a week? Come on.
Yeah.
Not bad. I'd do that.
Apple.
How much would you have to eat? Is it like, you know, you could just like.
Well, you don't have to eat a pound of it, but.
Yeah, just eat like what they were preparing where they were going to eat it, the Vietnamese, wherever they are, eating it.
Yeah, whatever would be comparable to a dish.
Yeah.
Correct.
And
he was 10 pounds of cow vagina, just as you are.
This was the fattest kale on the farm.
This is cow milk. This is
old Bessie.
What of Calto, right here.
Bessie was so big, we thought she was a bull. I saw the video, and it was absolutely disgusting. I mean, from the beginning of it, the end product, they did a lot of preparation for the end product. The end product, it looked like, you know, strips of beef.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Compared to the way it started, it was just vile.
Oh, yeah.
Even awful. Them preparing it was I was getting queasy. And you know, there's a reason why the rest of the world doesn't eat cow pussy. I'm gonna have to pass on this.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I couldn't do it. No, I don't care, man. That was
that video wild. Was rough. Yeah, was that video was, I couldn't do it. It's $1 million, but I couldn't do it.
And then you know what? I would have cancer by the end of the week. Okay. How did you get cancer? I eat so much kale pussy for me.
Yeah.
I got $1 million.
So much kale pussy.
Well, this will cover all your treatments, your cancer treatments.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, okay.
You have a cold sore on your lip.
God. But your breath smells like cow vagina. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. That's
exactly right.
Thank you very much.
Yep, that's what I had.
Yeah.
All right, so there are three doors of fate. And there, one door, the hottest girl you've ever seen is behind that door, and she's yours if you pick it. Another door, there's $20 million in cash. It's yours. The third door, there's a guy in there, and you have to jerk him off. What would you do?
Oh, which door am I picking? Oh, my.
I think you might have worded that a little bit in the way he wanted to hear it.
Yeah. So there's no, you have no idea which door.
Do you know which door it is, Huggy, if he picks the door?
I have no idea what door. One of the doors will have the girl. One of the doors will have
it's like, let's make a deal.
And one of the doors will have the guy. That's all. So he has to see the door of fate. Whatever it is, he's got to, you know, that's his fate.
Isn't that like the Let's Make a Deal, the game show? They have to pick the
door.
Yeah,
whatever. By door number, whatever. Yeah, he said.
Okay.
I don't have the answer. Like, what's the right door? I'm just telling
you. Oh, that would be funny if you wrote it down right now and you said this is the door. But you know, right, Huggy, know.
Just make up the number.
Yeah.
In your head right now.
Got it, Huggy?
Which one is which?
Just write it down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you know what? He's not even going to write it down.
No. I have it. Yeah, I don't have a pen.
No matter
pen,
what number I say, we all know what the answer is going to be.
No. Hold on. I'm going to be straight up honest with you.
I have a pen.
I have it in my head. I have it in my head, and I will. Unless you want to, do you want to maybe pull away from the phone, and I'll tell Matt so that he
or what? Can you text Matt?
Yeah, Matt. I'm going to text you. Okay.
Wait. Okay. All right. You guys, wait, I've been in this situation before.
I'll share it with you after. You
don't blame. Yeah. All right, hold on. All right, I'm texting it now.
Wait, I've been in this situation before where I trusted Huggy to play a joke on Matt. And the first thing Huggy did is went right to Matt and said Applehead's going to play a joke on
me. I mean, that's 20 years ago.
Come on, we're grown up.
Exactly. We're more mature than that. Come on. All right, hold on. I'm almost there, man.
You got to be kidding me.
And, okay. And, all right. And, yeah. Okay. And I am sending it now. Okay, match now.
Well.
Yeah. Can you tell me, Matt, when you received it?
I've not received it. I'm afraid to swipe up.
It says delivered quietly.
What does that mean?
It means you've silenced your notifications. Oh, so you got it. It just didn't beep on you.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, you got it? All right, cool.
Okay.
Go ahead, Apple.
All right, so, I mean, it's really... I got to pick one door.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever behind that door. I mean, I have... Actually, the odds are in my favor.
Yeah.
I have a 66% chance.
Yep.
Correct.
Of not...
yeah, you
I have
do.
A 33% yeah. chance that I might jerk off another...
yeah. yep.
Survey says...
Do I'm you want to do it?
I'm going with door number 2.
All right. And that is your pick?
That's my pick.
Oh, boy. Right, Matt. You better get those hands loose, buddy.
Matt revealed
the host
to him.
Of the game show just walks over and hands me a bottle of
blue. It's whatever. Yeah. I feel like I want to lie and just lie because I think it's funnier. No matter what you picked, I was going to say the wrong one.
It's expected that we would lie.
Yeah.
Okay. You got,
so
you
tell him the truth. We can reveal him when it.
You got $20 million.
Oh, that's the best. That's 21. The best one out of all three.
Yeah.
Damn, really, you picked well. Yeah, door one was the one you had to jerk off.
Door three was like, I almost did that because I knew you weren't going to do door three.
Yeah, door three is the hot girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there you go.
Yep.
Good job. That was good. There was so much doubt that we were going to screw them over.
It's a scary premise.
Yeah, it is scary.
It's like Russian roulette.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, you got out of that one okay.
Yeah,
I have another one, but I'll save it because I feel like that went on for a while. Yeah, I'll save my this last one.
We'll do it. Okay, well, I have to admit that when we went camping, I was pretty drunk, so I don't remember the scenario, but my son had scenarios, the same thing that you're doing. And I guess there's one guy that does all this online and he thinks of all these scenarios like this. Like one of them was like, would you rather have $500,000 right now in your hand or you get $10 for every roll of Lifesavers you eat for the next year?
Or 10 grand?
No, 500,000. Or $10 for every roll of Lifesavers you eat for the next year.
Yeah, but how many Lifesavers are you going to eat?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you would have to eat so many of them. Like, I'd rather just, you know, that's
money.
Yeah.
I feel like if I eat 3 packs a day, right? So that's 7, you know, times what? 7, that's 21 times 10. Yeah, there's no way. No way. It's not. It's you got to take the $500,000.
I think the guy who's making up these things doesn't have the fucked up mind like you. That's the problem.
Yeah, Huggy, I will.
Thank you, man. I take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment.
Well, that would be like the PG version.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
When you're with your kids around the campfire.
Yeah.
Like everybody's throwing, you know, the PG version out. And then Matt goes, all right, here's a scenario. For $10 million, right? But you got to jerk off in front of a fucking...
You
got to
jerk
off on a couch in a lobby at an apartment.
That guy did it for free, dude.
Yeah, he did.
Huggy's friend did it for free, so he wasn't even part of this game.
Yeah.
I don't know. What if he was? What if he was like, you know, what if that was like a real dare? He got money for it.
I don't think so. I think he was mentally unhinged, man.
I'm just saying, what if all these scenarios that you're thinking of were coming true? Like a big conspiracy.
Yeah,
like
maybe
someone paying money
to
do it. Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
never
people
know.
Have problems then because the things I've thought of are horrible.
I know they are, dude. And I have them all written down. So when you go to jail, I'm going to show everyone.
I always go back to having to jerk off in front of your family. I love you. Were like, it would just kill my mother.
I'm like, yeah, well, the one you got him, were like, or your family will die.
Yeah, you know? He had to go gay. He had to be gay. Yeah. And he did it.
Yep, yeah. He did. I know, that was pretty impressive. That was a good one.
It was a militant gay terrorist group called Al Qaeda.
You put him in that corner, dude. That was the best.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we've been trying to get him to do something gay for I don't know how long. And I finally got him.
Finally got him.
He had to think about it, too. He didn't answer right away.
That took like...
He weighed his own family's death.
He did weigh. Well,
Huggy's good at these.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it's a gift, gentlemen. Yeah, thank you.
Good job. Okay, well, should we wrap this up?
Yeah, I think so. Thank you.
You know, Gramps,
this has been great.
This is real late for Gramps, you know?
I got to catch up. I got to get up in about 2 hours.
I'm going to take my laxative.
I breakfast at 4 a.m.
Whatever. It was good talking to you guys.
And real quick, for everybody that wants to follow us on Instagram, go to search Instagram, look up Matt Huggy Applehead Podcast.
Okay. I've been getting a lot of...
I think we broke 50 followers so far.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
By the way, I saw some weird statistic the other day. Hold on. About us. It came on Facebook. It said we had... Hold on. It was impressive.
Really?
I got to find it.
Search hard for this one.
Oh, yeah. Our page had 63 new views.
Ooh, whoa.
Ooh.
One day ago.
Wow.
Then we had 3 new followers that same day. So I don't know what happened on that particular day.
That's on our Facebook page.
Yes, Facebook. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Matt Nagy Show. The Matt Nagy Show.
Dude, in 10 years, we're going to have like 120 followers.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Then we'll be able to advertise at that point.
Yeah.
That really is just impressive.
Very good, guys. Good numbers.
Yeah. Well done, gentlemen. Well done.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good evening.
Yeah.
God bless you. Okay.
Right.